Praise his name. Let's stand together if you'd like. Just bow our heads as we open the service. Lord Jesus, we're truly appreciative of all you've done for us. Lord, and we're very repetitious in saying that, Lord, but it's not a habit, Lord, but we truly are thankful. Lord, we look through the world and see the chaos and the troubles and trials. And how, Lord, it's almost like we're shielded. And Lord, I appreciate it. My Father, what trials we do go through, you know every one. Lord, and you promised you'd never put more on us than we could bear. And then you walk with us. And sometimes, Lord, in my situations, you've carried me. And Lord, it's such a privilege to serve a living God, one that cares and, Lord, looks after his own. Lord, I pray that you would just bless everyone here, everyone that's made the effort and come and gathered around with great anticipation to hear from you. We know you won't let us down. So speak to our hearts. Grant to us revelation, Lord. And, oh God, draw us ever closer to you, Lord, that we may please you in everything we do and say in this life. We thank you now. We ask all this. In your precious holy name, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Turn with me if you'd like. I'd like to start in the Only Believe books there, big ones. Amen. 161. Let's start there. Day of redemption is near. You believe that? Hallelujah. Nations are breaking, Israel's awakening, the signs that the prophets foretold. The Gentile days numbered, with horrors encumbered, eternity soon will unfold. Oh, the day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. The fig tree is growing, Jerusalem's restoring, her national life long dethroned. Today she is calling, her latter rain's falling, return, oh, disperse to your own. The day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. Heaven's powers are shaking, and many are mistaking God's meaning to be of the sky. God's church is the power that's shaking this hour. The day of redemption is nigh. Oh, the day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. False prophets are lying, God's truth they're denying, that Jesus the Christ is our God. Though this generation spurns God's revelation, we'll walk where the apostles have trod. Oh, the day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed.
dimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. Amen. Look up, that day is soon approaching. Amen. Page 175. Oh, I'd rather be a Christian, wouldn't you? In this day, there's nothing more I'd rather be. Hallelujah. In this world, I've tried most everything, and I'm happy now to say there's nothing like religion in the good old-fashioned way. I am walking in the old-time way, and I want the world to know. Oh, I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord. Amen. Sing it if you mean it. I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with the Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway, and I'm telling everywhere I go. Oh, I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. There are many things I'd like to be as my journey I pursue. Be a leader like a mortal man would do. I would like to be a millionaire with a million to bestow. But I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, anything I know. I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway, and I'm telling everywhere I go. Oh, I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. All the world is bright since I got right. Now I sing and pray and shout. All my burdens have been lifted since my Savior brought me out. I will tell the world both far and near as I travel here below. I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. Oh, I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. I'm nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway, and I'm telling everywhere I go. Oh, I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than any amen. Oh, I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway, and I'm telling everywhere I go. Oh, I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. Amen. Oh, I'd rather be Christian. Hallelujah. From my heart. Amen. Praise his name. Page, let's see. Let's sing 22. Amen. Victory in Jesus. Amen. I heard an old, old story. How a Savior came from glory. How he gave the life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the amen. Oh, it's victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me, I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my might be with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Oh, it's victory in Jesus, my Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath that cleansing flood. Amen. You know how they talk about, amen, it's verse there, of course, he sought me, he bought me. Ere I knew him, he loved me. Aren't you glad of that? Amen. It ain't like he had to wait until I decided to come looking for him. He hunted me up. Amen. And some of us, I know on me, broke my leg a time or two. Amen. But I'm so thankful what he's done for me. Amen. And it's victory in him. Anything good in me, it's him. Amen. Sing it one more time. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. Oh, he loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath that cleansing flood. Amen, saints. That's the thing about Jesus. Always can trust him. He's always there. He forever loves you unconditionally. Oh, he's wonderful. Amen. Brother Luke, would you like to come up and offer him? Amen. That's the blessing, if you will. Oh, yes. Amen. He's everything to me. Amen. Sing it. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's everything, he's everything to me. He's my father, oh my mother. He's my sister and my brother. He's everything to me. Amen. Oh, he's everything, he's everything to me. Oh, he's everything. My father, my mother, my sister, and my brother. He's everything. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, he's everything. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's my father, my mother, my sister, and my brother. He's everything to me. Amen. He's everything. Hallelujah. Your closest friend on earth may fail you. Jesus never will. Amen. How many has a request for him? Something on your heart. Amen. Just hold it on your heart as we bow our heads. Brother Leffer, would you take the request this morning, this evening?
Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight, Lord. Lord, we did come, Lord, to pray.
you be seated.
Hallelujah. Would you have a song this evening, Karen? Amen. Does anyone else have a song, maybe a chorus burning on your heart? Amen. Praise his name. Yes, brother. Love. Amen. Page 15 in our capstone books. Hallelujah. Who am I? Amen. Makes you wonder, saints, sometimes. Just got to trust him. Amen. When I think of how he came so far from glory, came and dwelt among the lowly, such as I, to suffer shame and such disgrace on Mount Calvary took my place. And I ask myself this question: who am I? Amen. Oh, who am I that a king would bleed and die? Fights my battle until they're won. Who am I? Amen. Oh, who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray? Not my will, but thine, Lord. The answer I may never know, how he ever loved me so. But to an old rugged cross he'd go for. Who am I? Amen. Who am I? So thankful that I was in his mind. Amen. Praise his name. Let's all stand now, if you would, and change the order of service and sing the little chorus, Only Believe. And ask our brother to come. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe.
I wonder. I don't know. I wasn't in here. But did you stand up when you were singing that little song? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Remember what I just read Thursday night? People fail to be conscious of the presence of God. Then we fail tonight. He promised that where two or three were gathered in His name, He would be. And a song like that, I would surely think, if I knew He was here, I would stand in reverence, knowing He died for me. What would you think about somebody? If you had the opportunity to die for them and give your life for them because you loved them so much, and had a way of finding out later in life that maybe you come back and found that person didn't love you no more than that. They just sang a song. You see, it don't mean anything to stand up and give respect to the Lord. Then why does the Scripture speak of raising our hands and giving glory to God?
Amen.
God's a living person. He's a living God. And He sees everything. Everything. But who am I that a king would bleed and die for? I feel very small that anybody would bleed and die for me. Very small. Who am I that He would pray, not my will, but thine be done, knowing that He went to that cross for you and me? The answer I may never know. Ever loved me so. But to an old rugged cross He would go. For who am I? Yes, just a verse. A little chorus, I should say. But how did I feel toward Him when I sang that? I had to have somebody tell me to stand up. That's the way your denominations is. That's the way people that ain't got the Holy Ghost is. Somebody's on fire and got the Holy Ghost. They just stand in honor to the great I am. Not every song, but songs like this. What's this song different than any other song? Well, the Holy Ghost shall teach you all these things. Thought I'd mention that because how true it is. I should honor Him and respect Him and stand to my feet to glorify Him, because I know He died for me. If you know He died for you, how could you help from being very respectful, knowing His presence is here? Oh my. Let's sing it again. Amen. Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that He would pray, not my will, but thine, Lord? rugged cross it go for. Who am I? Heavenly Father, oh, you're so precious. You're alive. You're real. And Lord, you died on a cross for us. Oh God, is it so easy, so forgotten what you've done for us? Lord, a place of reality in our hearts. The Lord, only the Holy Ghost alone can lodge there. Lord Jesus, teach us how to worship you. Show us, Lord. Lead us by the Holy Spirit. And Lord, give you honor and respect. For you are here. You're here with us right now. Lord, you promised it. And we don't have to worry about you, Lord. When you make a promise, you always keep your promises. And we thank you so very much, Lord. Sometimes I don't feel like even being worthy of being a servant, Lord, for you. Oh God, your love is so tremendous. Your mercy and grace is so wonderful. But why would you love me so? Why would you go to an old rugged cross and die there for me? Who am I? Oh God, who are any of us? But the love of Jesus Christ, your love for your people, Lord, goes beyond what sometimes we can really understand. Help us, Lord Jesus. We need you. Forgive us, Lord, of any time in our life that we've not respected you and give you honor like we should. Oh, precious Savior, touch our hearts, Lord. Remold us. Remake us, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, I love you. Praise your holy name. We ask now for your blessings on your word in our hearts. Lord, give us ears to hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. Bless us now. Help us to yield to you in everything, Lord. In your holy, precious name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Sing it again. Amen. Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Sir, I may never know. I am you love me so. But to an old rugged cross it go for. Who am I? Hallelujah. Praise his wonderful name. Oh, I love him. Amen. I want to show my respects to him and show him I love him and adore him and keep his commandments. Do whatever he wants me to do. Amen. Let's turn our Bibles again to 2 Corinthians 10th chapter. Let's just renew our minds back to this portion of Scripture. Amen. Again, I'm going to try not to hold you very long this evening, but amen. A lesson from the Holy Ghost ought to be enough of a sermon already tonight.
Amen.
Saints, don't never, ever let this become common to you. our precious experience with Jesus Christ remain real and powerful. And if it has never become real and powerful, may it become real and powerful. Amen. 2 Corinthians 10, and begin with the third verse. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. May the Lord bless again the reading of His word. You may be seated. If every thought tonight would have been brought under obedience to the word of God, we would show God more respect and more reverence. Some of these songs that we sing that is worship to Him, that we would not let anything cause our thoughts waver from the Holy Ghost bidding us what to do and leading us what to do. But I'm afraid too many try to serve God in this hour because somebody else is, instead of somebody themselves serving God. That whether anybody else does it, they're determined they will. Amen. Again, remember, you're an individual before God. You aren't going with your wife. Your wife ain't going with the husband. Children ain't going with the parents. It's you and God alone.
Amen.
Amen. And you as an individual have to be led by the Spirit of God if you are a son of God.
Amen.
If you're not led by the Spirit of God, then you're not a son of God. And surely if God, even as like this evening, wanted to be worshipped and uplift His name in your heart, and show to Him your respect and reverence when we sing a little song like that, surely we would do it on our own and not wait on somebody else. But just remember, when you wait on somebody else, you don't have it yourself. Always let that be a little key in your heart. If you wait on somebody else, don't have it yourself. May that not just be a phrase, but may it be a reality in your heart.
Amen.
Because you'll find it's true. Anytime a man or a woman in a Christian walk so called with God waited on anybody else to do it for them, they didn't have it. And it doesn't change today. So may we have an experience with God ourselves, that He's alive and always before us. As David said, I keep Thee always before me. I read it, didn't I? Thursday night. How many remembers the message I read, the quotes and scriptures Thursday night? Huh? Wonder if we were to take a test, if we could pass the test. Or do we sit there now, confused, and have no clue what I preached Thursday night? I wonder. So is it vain that I come here and preach the gospel? That it does no good? That it goes in one ear and out the other? People are not concerned. People not really concerned about their Christian walk with God? That this be the most important thing in their life? What does it mean to you? So if that would be the case, I should just be able to get up here and preach anything and not care what you do. Not care whether you get it or not. If you want to be lost, so it be. But it's not in my heart. I want to see every one of you make it. I trust that every one of you will. But one thing about it, you better listen to God's word.
Amen.
Which I don't believe I'm preaching my own word. If I am, show me. I may be preaching things that maybe you don't understand and you don't believe. But that doesn't mean I'm preaching wrong things. Just maybe your eyes ain't open to see it. But I trust that you will be encouraged to press on and press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Because the hour is quickly approaching for a great event, a great catching away, the Lord Jesus to appear and take us home, his own with him, and live with him throughout eternity. Lord, help every one of us. We're living in the last moments. God, help us. But how even this scripture pertains to that tonight? Casting down imaginations. What was you imagining? What was you thinking as the brother wanted us to sing that song, or whoever requested it? What did you think? What was going through your mind? Was you thinking about giving him the highest praise that you possibly can? He gave the ultimate sacrifice for you. He gave his life for you. And we can't even show we respect him. So what kind of imaginations was going through our minds while we were singing it? Was we even in tune with the reality of what he really did for me? Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. How Satan would love to have you not honor God and not respect him. How he would love to clutter your mind up so bad to where you wouldn't even realize what you're singing. You're just your mouth flapping. He would love for that to be. And bringing to captivity every thought. Bringing captivity? Yeah. Capture our mind. Did the Holy Ghost capture your mind while you were singing that? And was you really thinking about what he did do for you? Huh? Bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. In this particular moment we're talking about, our minds, our thinking should have been brought into obedience to reverence and respect to the Lord. And show him that we really mean it with all our hearts. And disobedience would be, you don't care what he did. And you're not concerned of him receiving your worship. But I'm going to tell you, you better be serious about God receiving your worship. Because we didn't sing that song so that my neighbor beside of me could hear me. No. We were to sing that song for the God in his presence.
Amen.
He's present, is here, his presence is here, and he is there to be worshiped. Yeah. Did we satisfy him? Did we? Oh my. Having a readiness to revenge. Was you ready? To retaliate against anything carnal that would keep you from doing God's will, even in the way of worship? Was you ready for that? We should all came in prayed up and ready, knowing that Satan wants to try to hinder, but you as ready to retaliate against anything Satan would try to put in your mind to hinder you from giving God what belongs to Him. You should have been ready. You should have knew what the Holy Ghost wanted. Yeah. Oh my. Let's renew our minds back to this one. Souls in prison. Paragraph 47, as ending up close to this on this morning. That's why we're baptized into His name, that we might come forth in His name, in His death, in His resurrection, that we rise again. Now those that have rose again with Him, from the carnal to spiritual even, is what for. They know exactly what He wants. Remember the letter that the Holy Spirit told Brother Branham to pick up his pen and write in the church age book? The bride knows what God wants done. Do we know what God wants done? Testifying to the world that we have new life, that the old man is dead. We buried that first nature. That first nature is gone. And now we are the nature of Him. He lives in us. And we don't do our own will. We do His will. We don't think our own thoughts. How many of us still do? And He's not talking about having to sit there and think maybe how to put something together. Maybe you got to fix dinner. And He's not talking about that, friends. It's any thought that comes contrary to that word whatsoever. We don't think our own thoughts. The mind is what thinks. The mind that was in Christ Jesus is in every believer. There is the soul, and that's what we're speaking of. Now, that's the part that I'm thinking of now. That's within us, the soul. You know, my mind goes back again and thinking about this and following the leadership of the Holy Ghost. Remember, if we read the scripture this morning, they that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God in the book of Romans. And you know, I was thinking about that again today. I couldn't help but to think about that little collared lady again. How she comes to my heart so many times. I'm thinking about how her son was in need. Little collared lady, you know, didn't have much of anything, but she had God. And her son was laying there back in the house there, laying there in great need. And she had nowhere else to turn. And as she was praying and seeking God, the Holy Spirit spoke to her heart and told her a prophet was coming. She runs out to the gate and waits at the gate. Yeah. And sure enough, here come Brother Branham walking down the street. Oh my. She didn't know who it would be. She just obeyed. The Holy Ghost told her help was coming. Go meet him at the gate. Oh my, led by the Holy Ghost. How we need more of that today. Oh my, we're a praying people. A people that really have a close relationship with God. Even to appoint a close relationship with God in such a way that they know exactly how the Lord Jesus Christ wants to be worshipped. And what songs to give Him honor and respect. To stand and to praise and raise your hands. Amen. There's some of us sitting right here in this building that if no one else raised their hand, you absolutely wouldn't either. And oftentimes when everybody does raise their hands, you still don't raise your hand. Oh, Brother Steve, you don't understand how my elbow hurts. You don't understand this, Brother Steve. I got arthritis, or I got this. I'm going to tell you what, friends. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be up here again tonight. Yeah. But I know He is the one that can make this thing go. If nothing else, just when it needs to go. If that's all He wants it to be, that's fine with me. But people put limits on God. Oh, my. Brother Steve, you don't realize that when my arm does go up, I get a headache. So be it. God can heal that headache while you're raising your hands. Yeah. But Brother Steve, now come on, I didn't take enough Advil. Huh? Is it Advil or God? But here's that little collared lady, friend. She was waiting. And God met the need. Amen. Because she was really crying out to God for her son. Her son needed help. He was going to die if he didn't get help. He was getting in pretty bad shape and just kept getting worse and worse, you know. And here God sent that prophet. And the prophet came in and prayed for the man. And the man was made whole. Isn't that something? And God worked it around to where that prophet wouldn't normally be going through at that certain time. Yeah. But He channeled the prophet in the right direction. Even if he's going to miss a plane. God made sure he still got a plane. But you see, that little woman, I'm sure she had her thinking in the right channel. What about us? Our imaginations. Is every thought brought under obedience to the Word of God? Every thought. Maybe how you feel about somebody, what you think of a person, maybe the way you're handling troubles in trials in the home between you and the wife. Maybe there's some things that maybe in the carnal flesh you would like to do, but something on the inside says, no, it's not right. Don't do it. And you listen to that Holy Ghost. And you do it exactly the way the Holy Ghost would rather see it done. Or do we have our vain imaginations and think, if I do this now, I can really get back at him. But remember, every thought has to be brought under obedience to the Word of God. Every thought. As I mentioned this morning, He didn't put in there 75% of the time. He didn't put in there most of the time or most thoughts. Every thought. Are we able to catch the seriousness? He says here, notice how Satan got that scientific age back there of Noah's to lean upon their own understanding. The Bible tells us in Proverbs, lean not to thy own understanding. Let every man's word be a lie and God be true. But Satan, by his knowledge, from the beginning at the Garden of Eden, got the people to lean upon their own understanding. As I said this morning, this can happen in every circumstance in life. Every situation that comes up. You're being tested to see if you're going to lean to your own understanding or whether you're going to take what the Word says to do to handle that situation. Amen. Everything. It's just like when I come in here and sing. I come in here to worship the Lord. Huh? And different songs are for different things. Some songs is a blessing to you. And you're thinking about Zion or going about the Lord returning and you going to heaven. That's a blessing to you. Huh? That encourages you. That strengthens you. That's getting your mind in order, set for the Word to come. then their songs come that's a worship to Him. It's an honor and respect to Him. Do we know the difference? Or is it just a song? Do I have to wait till a song leader tells me to stand up and praise Him? Do I have to wait? If it's in my heart? Well, now, Brother Steve, I'm standing up because the song leader told me to stand up. And we're going to, and he told me to raise my hands. It's good. It's good to do what the song leader wants us to do. But have you got any experience yourself? Is there anything in your own heart? If we're singing a song, praise and worship, and if nobody even moves, and you feel in your heart to stand up and glorify God, you stand up and glorify God. That's the way they did it in Pentecost, friends. And they ain't got the word that we've got. But friends, when it fell on them to worship God and God was doing the heart, I don't care if ever 200-300 people sitting down, they was up glorifying God. Well, that'd be embarrassing, Brother Steve. What? If you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you on that day. Amen. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But is our experience waiting on somebody else? That's our religion. That's our belief. We wait on somebody else to move, then I'll move. So ain't that out of order, Brother Steve? We're singing a song and get up and worshiping God? No, it ain't. But now you put it on, it is. If it ain't real from your heart and you just want to show yourself, the Holy Ghost will find that in a minute. You see? Oh, yeah. But are you going to wait for me to go? When it comes to the rapture, are you going to wait for me to leave? And then get serious? You better be determined to leave before I do.
Amen.
Yeah. And if we all have a determination burning in our heart and a love for Jesus Christ, then we'll all leave like we're supposed to. Yeah. But don't wait on me. Yeah. I may be gone and you'll never know it. I sure ain't waiting on you. I hope. This is an individual affair between me and my Savior.
Amen.
Amen. While I'm here, I'll do the best that I can for a servant and to serve you what God wants served to you. But I'm not waiting on you. When the time comes that I go, won't see me trying to say, hey, I'll get the rest of them. No. I'm getting out of here. And that's the way you've got to be. Yeah. Well, I got to get daughter. I got to get my wife. No, friend. She may not be going. There'll be two in bed sleeping, and one will be taken, the other one left. There'll be two in the field working. One will be taken, one will be left.
Amen.
You see? They may not be going. You make sure you get yourself there. Yeah. And if they're bride, the Holy Ghost will get them and get their heart and get them where they need to be.
Amen.
Yeah. You can't wait on anybody else, friends. It's between you and God. Amen. And that time's coming close.
Amen.
Lean not into understanding, paragraph 36. That's where we left off this morning. But it's going to be required of you what you did about the understanding of God's Word. That's where the requirement comes. Because that your education is fine, but the Word of God is life. My Word is life, and to know it is life. And He said, know Him. He is the Word. So you can only know Him by the Word, for He is the Word. That's the only way you'll know Him, is by the Word. And somebody could come up and say, this is God, or that's God. This is God, or this is right, and that's right. But we come back to the Word, which is the truth. And you look out for that today. this hour we live. This is word. That's word. No, you go back to word and see if it's the word.
Amen.
And the word is just like a North Star. It's a true star. No matter which way the world is afloating, that North Star is centered with the earth. You can set your compass to the North Star. It always is centered of the earth. Other stars float around with the world, but the North Star stays stable. Now the compass is the Holy Spirit. Your tie post would be the North Star. So the Holy Spirit will always point towards the Word. The Holy Spirit will never lead you to anything else but the Word of God. That's why he mentioned about all these preachers in this hour. I made the statement, and surely we can see it in the Word. When they're up there preaching things that is not the Word of God and they've twisted, taken away, added to creeds and ideas, that is not the Holy Ghost. Impossible. So how could a man accept a creed when it's contrary to the Word and then still say he has the Holy Ghost? He doesn't. The Holy Ghost would point you away from that. Oh, yes. That's what the Holy Ghost does to me. It points me away from that. It takes the Holy Spirit to point you to the Word. For He is the Word. He is the Word. And as the magnet in the compass is only set toward the North Pole, that's the only way it can draw. And when the Holy Spirit is the author and writer and the quickener of the Word, how can it point the person to anything else but the Word? How can it? If that person says they got the Holy Ghost, if I say I got it, if you say you got it, how can it point us to anything else other than the Word? It won't. It'll point you to that Word every time. So when a person says they have the Holy Ghost and accepts something contrary to the Word, it shows they ain't got the genuine Holy Ghost. It may be a ghost. I wouldn't dispute that. But it isn't the Holy Ghost of Christ. Now you know many times they take one another's spirits. So they might point like a group of men to a certain thing, and it won't point to Christ. But the Holy Spirit always points to Christ, and Christ is the Word. We see this so plainly in the Bible. I do. Maybe I might be wrong, but in my thinking, but I don't think so, because lean not unto your own understanding of things. If you lean to your own understanding, then you're bound to get off of the right road. You're bound to. You see why I mentioned this morning too? If you ain't 100% sure what you're talking about in that Word, and you are in your own understanding taking place in the Word over here when it shouldn't be, you're placing it over there, you better keep your zipper shut. Because you'll be responsible for sowing that false seed. Yeah. You can't lean to anyone else's understanding when it comes to life, to find life. You've got to lean to the Word. That's right. We see this from the beginning. It's so plainly made known to us from the beginning that God gave His first family on earth His Word to live by. Only His Word was to live by. Now that's not through eating food and so forth, but His Word they were to live by. Eternally. And as long as they kept that Word, they lived eternally. But the first little phrase, notice, but the first little phrase of the Word that was misplaced, the whole chain broke. And the human race plunged into death.
Amen.
That's why we've got to be very careful of leaning on our own understanding. You see, what are you getting at, Bruce? Well, I would thought you'd have been spiritual enough already to start measuring every circumstance in life. What if I'm a woman and the Scripture tells me exactly how to correct children? It tells me exactly. There's no ifs, ands, maybes about it. There's not no question marks. It tells me exactly what to do. And then I don't do it because I think they got a good idea of doing time out. I think You don't realize what you just did. You leaned to your own understanding and you rejected God's word. And you remember what I read you this morning. You disbelieve one word, friends. And there's no more sacrifice. Go do your things wrong and try to get forgiveness for it. There ain't no blood there for you. The whole chain broke. And the human race plunged into death. Yeah, but Brother Steve, this is 2017 and God changed his mind. He got a little older and he's not as strong-willed as he used to be. Wow, you speak of like a foolish woman. God don't have no grandchildren. No. He don't get soft and dotty. He's still the same God of judgment.
Amen.
Yes, he is. And you know, let me say this and say it in a soft, gentle way. Even as daddies of your homes, if your wife is watching children, other children, you be careful. Because remember, you're responsible. You think you have to cheat, you have to correct that child that way, the way the world does. So you let it filter over to do it to your own children. Look out, friends. You're still guilty. Because you're breaking the word. Well, I can't correct that child like this because I'm watching it. Well, then don't watch it.
Amen.
Nowhere in the scripture says you have to. It'd be better to do without something than to break God's word. So don't use that for a crutch. And I'm not saying anything wrong with watching children. I'm going to tell you what. You better not let your own go. You're going to break God's word. But now leaning on our own understanding, oh, it ain't that serious, Brother Steve. It ain't that serious. Same thing he got Eve to believe. Same devil even. Yeah. You've done leaned your own understanding and now you're walking on real dangerous ground. That's just one circumstance in life. Look at all the circumstances in this life. Wow. And we may be leaning on our own understanding about certain things and don't even realize what we're doing. But God's making sure you know what's going on.
Amen.
Yeah. You know why? Because he loves you. But you can just see, saints, the things that the Holy Ghost brings to our attention here in this little place. You can see why so many churches are in a mess that they're in. And air breeds air, friends. You let one thing go and another thing goes. And this goes and that goes. And before you know it, you've got a house of hell instead of a house of God.
Amen.
Yeah. It's back up. And then we would turn to reasoning or something that reasoned her away from the Word of God. We still got them. Eve's. We still got them. So easily be reasoned away from the Word of God after sitting in the presence of God. Wow. Seeing the Word of God preached, the Word of God made manifest, drunkards and sinners come to the altar and be converted and made new creatures in Christ, people of ill fame made ladies and gentlemen, and then turn from that blessed thing that led them to this life and then be perverted after some kind of a creed. Oh, my. To become more popular or to get to what they will call a better class of people. Why, you're in the best class there is. Sons and daughters of God.
Amen.
Well, I like the company better. I like that company better than I would with all the kings and potentates. Everything else. See, just give me that humble bunch of people. If they don't know the right from the left, as long as they know God and love Him and serve Him, that's the celebrity of heaven. Hallelujah. Now, but we find that Eve was easily persuaded. I won't hold you too much longer. Why don't you sisters come on up? But we find that Eve was easily persuaded by Satan from the Word of God. And she leaned on her own understanding because Satan had projected something to her which wasn't her real understanding of God. Oh. Is that happening in anything in our life? Is Satan able to project something to us that we are not truly leaning upon the true understanding of the Word of God, and we lean to our own understanding, so we make that decision from our own understanding, and boy, if we ain't a failure when we do. But she had something else told to her by the enemy, Satan, and she believed it. Now we find the results of this. It plunged the whole human race to death because first mother on the earth leaned to her own understanding. He's talking about Eve again. Contrary to the Word of God, and plunged the whole human race into death. Now do you believe that? That's the Word. He says a woman is always, the church in the Bible is a type of woman. And a church today can accept a bunch of dogmas or creeds. Now listen. You can accept dogmas and creeds. What's a creed? A man's idea, the way he thinks it should be done. Dogmas or creeds, and plunge the whole congregation into a separation from God.
Amen.
Oh my Lord Jesus, don't let us separate from you, Lord.
Amen.
Let's not lean upon our own understanding, but only on thy divine holy
Amen.
Word. Those people who adopt those things, creeds, I can say some things again, but I won't. In the stead of the Word of God, are just like Eve. And it's been done over and over and over. So it's got this whole generation plunged away from the Word of God. And honestly, saints, I feel it's just about come to that point. Men adding things and taking away has plunged this whole generation to death. Many were called to it. Few were chosen for it. And when the Word is made manifest, the Word is revealed, they won't accept it. Because they won't do it. Because they lean to their own understanding. This church was built here. It's a beautiful place. It's a great organization. I'm a member of this great body of people. Why shouldn't we belong? He says, why shouldn't we belong to that? I'll trust in it. And then the prophet says, trust not in thy own understanding, but trust in the word of the Lord. Amen. Now it ended, and finally in death to the whole race. As I said, same as now to the many people who rely upon their own understanding. Are you relying on your own understanding in anything? I mean, one thing. That's all it takes. Their dogmas or creeds and so forth, claiming the Word of God is not altogether true. That some of it is inspired and some of it is not. And do you know there's people in this message? People you know. That thinks the only time to listen to what Brother Branham said was when he said, thus saith the Lord.
Otherwise, it's just a poke in the dark. Wow. How can you have faith in a Bible if part of it is inspired and part of it's not? If one quotation is wrong, then the whole thing might be wrong. But it's all got to be right. Exactly right.
Amen.
And it is. That whole Bible is exactly right. And when the Son of Man came and began to bring those mysteries through a man's lips, you'd better take every word of it, friends.
Amen.
Every word of it.
Amen.
Not just when he said, "Thus saith the Lord." You better take every word of it. Oh my, if you only knew some things. If we make it in, friends, it'll be grace. Be no different than all the sinners out there. Only we would have to give a greater account because of what we know. But God promised that to his own he would lead them. And that's what the word's doing now, if you'll let it.
Amen.
And if you'll let it search your heart and make sure there is nothing that you're leaning upon your own understanding with. You may be listening to something. You may be going someplace. Have you asked the Lord if it was your own understanding or if it was the Word of God? The way maybe you do for your loved ones and family or so forth, and what you do with them and how you do with them. Have you leaned on any of your own understanding with it? Or have you done what the Word said do? Something to ask yourself. Because remember, just because Brother Steve don't get up here and tell you what it is, doesn't mean God don't know all about it.
Amen.
He knows everything. Everything. Oh my. Like anything else in God's Word, it's very serious.
Amen.
Very serious. And that's the big problem too today, is so many people think there's so much of God's Word that isn't serious. And God don't mean what he said. And, well, I don't understand it that way, and I'll believe it the way I believe it. That's the big ultimate answer you get today. I'll believe it the way I want to believe it. Wow, you sure ain't no prisoner. But if you believe it the way God said it, then, oh, now we've got a prisoner coming on the scene now. Yeah. But it ain't no different little children that are disobedient and rebellious. Take a little child, you know, that hasn't been raised right, and they're rebelling, and all that fuss comes up. Mother or dad tells it to do something, and it fusses right back. It's about time it needs a knuckle sandwich. Never did I let my girls back talk me. I didn't give them a warning. It was just wham. Yeah. It wasn't, "Don't you do that now. Don't you do that." And then they back talk you. "Don't you do that. I told you." No. Back talk, bang. Yeah. Then it was new. They couldn't get by with it.
Amen.
But today kids know how to push that limit. Because the parents are so wishy-washy and ain't got nothing inside of them.
Right, amen.
Yeah. They need a Holy Ghost. Then maybe they can raise a child right.
Amen.
Yeah. But that's what's so lacking today, is the Holy Ghost. I've preached it for years, and people don't pay no attention to me. But one day they'll find out. I warned them. Let us stand and sing this little chorus on page 299. He is here. Might be a good thing you can't vote me out. Might be voted out of here. you ain't voting me out. God made it that way. Just like he did for any other opportunities God sent his ministry. You ain't voting me out. I might leave you if you don't give your all to God. But you ain't going to vote me out. Because he is here.
Amen.
I know he's here.
Amen.
He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. He is here. Holy, holy. I will bless his name again. He is here. Listen closely. Hear him calling out your name. He is here. You can touch him, and you will never be the same. Oh, how I'd like to see every one of us in here tonight.
Amen.
Even with what we've got so far, never be the same. Advance that much more. Let's sing it together. He is here. Brother Gentz will come dismiss us. Hear, hallelujah, he is here. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy, I will bless his name again. He is here.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for your love and your mercy in our lives. Lord, I ask you to forgive me and my family. Because even as we sung that song, Lord, I felt uneasy. There's no excuse, Lord. For Lord, we should have such a love in our hearts. Lord, not to wait on somebody else. And I ask you, Lord, to forgive me for my slothfulness. Lord Jesus, when we think of these words, Lord, and what they mean, sing them by revelation, Lord. Lord, just forgive us. Lord, deal with the hearts. Lord, it's become a greater reality in each and every one of our lives, Lord, that we're living in your presence.
Hallelujah.
Every day you're with us, right there. Just thinking of some situations, Lord. I wonder if we would do them differently, if we could really get a revelation. They're standing right there.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Would it change our conversations? Would it change our thoughts? Lord, would we be quicker to be watching for any trap the enemy has laid, trying to trap us into something? If, Lord, we could just, in a natural eye, see you standing right there.
Oh, God.
I just
pray, Lord, let it burn in our hearts.
Yes.
Lord, may we cry out for revelation of that word more. Make it such a reality in each and every one of our lives.
Yes.
You're watching everything we're doing.
Yes.
You even know the desires of our hearts.
Oh,
you even know if we really love you.
Yes.
And if we really want the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Lord, you really know if we really want to serve you with all of our hearts. And if there's a drive in there, a pull, hunger,
oh,
Lord, to reach higher in thee.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, I just pray.
Lord Jesus.
May we just yield unto thee.
Yes.
Lord, we're running out of time. We're now one more day closer to your coming.
Yes.
And Lord, it just burns in my heart sometimes. The farther we get and the closer we get, it seems like we're farther. I just see a higher height.
Yes.
Lord, I feel so unworthy. And crying out to you, Lord, help me. Lord, if nobody else reaches out and touches you, Lord, I want to reach out and touch you, Lord, because I need you today more than I did yesterday. Lord, we're in perilous times. Lord, we can see how the enemy is trying to slip in. He is going about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Oh, God, I just pray, Lord, let it burn in our hearts. Lord, may we just reach out, Lord, for you and take our hand and lead us. We're on that straight and narrow path, Lord, and if you don't hold on to us, we're going to fall. But, God, where is our desire?
Amen.
Where is our love? Where is our passion?
Hallelujah.
Lord, are you really the number one in our life? Are the number one desires to see your life be lived through our bodies each and every day? Every thought processed through that word. Lord Jesus, every decision. I pray, Lord, let it burn in our hearts. Lord, as we come to close of this service, Lord, we just ask, Lord, that you would go with us. Lord, watch over us, protect us. Lord, help us, Father, to draw closer to you, to have that closer relationship with you. Oh, God, truly, Lord, even in our prayers, do we really see, Lord, we're communing with you. Oh, dear Lord, have your way in our lives. Lord, if you should tarry, bring us back. Lord, may we become prayed up, Lord, and worship you in spirit and truth, and receive that word that you're going to lay on our brother's heart. Lord, be hungry, Lord, that you would feed us.
Amen.
And Lord, may we also search out our salvation, Lord, each and every day. And Lord, search our lives and study your word, Father. And Lord, just draw closer to you. We just love and appreciate you. And we give you all the glory and honor and praise.
Yes.
In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Let's sing out a song, Reach Out and Touch the Lord.
Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment. Your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by.
Amen. How we just love you, Father. You're all dismissed.